To your fidelity and watchfulness, we commend in a special manner the young, who are the hope of human society. Devote the greatest part of your care to their instruction, and do not think that any precaution can be great enough in keeping them from masters and schools where the pestilent breath of the sex is to be feared. Under your guidance, let parents, religious instructors, and priests, having the charge of souls, use every opportunity in their Christian teaching of warning their children and pupils of the infamous nature of these societies, so that they may learn in good time to beware of the various and fraudulent artifices by which their promoters are accustomed to ensnare people. And those who instruct the young in religious knowledge will act wisely if they induce all of them to resolve and to undertake never to bind themselves to any society without the knowledge of their parents or the advice of their parish priest or director. End of quote. Again, in his letter to the Italian people of December 8, 1892, Pope Leo XIII wrote as follows, quote, "Society is not subject to the influence of religion, and as such, easily exposed to be more or less directed and dominated by Masons, must in general be looked on with suspicion and avoided. Those also must be avoided which not only lend their aid to Masonry, but constitute a nursery, therefore, and a factory for the training of apprentices. All should avoid any liaison, any familiarity with persons suspected of being Freemasons or belonging to affiliated societies. Familiar intercourse should be cut off not only with the openly wicked, but with those who hide their real character under the mask of universal toleration, of respect for all religions, of the mania of reconciling the maxims of the gospel with those of the revolution, Christ with Belial, the Church of God with the state, without God. Besides, as it is question of a sect which has invaded all domains, it is not enough to remain on the defensive. Catholics must descend courageously into the arena and combat it face to face. This you shall do, dear sons, by opposing publications to publications, schools to schools, associations to associations, congresses to congresses, action to action. Above all, Catholic parents should not confide the education of their children to schools that are not safe. With your persons and your money, help the Catholic press." End of quote. After these general warnings of Pope Leo XIII about dangerous associations, let us see what attitude the Catholic Church has adopted towards Rotary in particular. When asked about the advisability of priests becoming members of Rotary and assisting at Rotarian reunions, the Sacred Congregation of the Consistory replied that it was not advisable. The Spanish hierarchy, on January 23, 1929, warned the faithful to be on their guard against this association. Cardinal Segura, Archbishop of Toledo, in his pastoral letter, wrote, "The Rotary Club professes absolute laicity and universal religious indifference. It is in appearance commercial, philanthropic, international, neutral, but always laical. Thus it hides its real mentality, which denies true morality and true religion, and puts in their place a morality and a religion which are not those of Jesus Christ. Consequently, the faithful should not join associations of this kind." End of quote. His Eminence Cardinal Andrew, Archbishop of Bordeaux, expressed his entire agreement with the Spanish hierarchy on June 15, 1929. In their turn, the Catholic hierarchy of Holland on July 12, 1930, declared that, quote, "Rotary is a neutral association of an economic and social character, aimed at the amelioration of society and desirous of making its members worthy and honorable men. The pursuit of this end is certainly worthy of praise, but Rotary counts on attaining it by the application of moral principles divorced from all religion. Hence, Rotary is one of the associations which Catholics must avoid." End of quote. Certainly, Rotary is not looked upon with favor by the Catholic Church. When we learn of a Masonic lodge being opened in London exclusively for Rotarians, and when we recall the means employed by Masonry to secure and maintain control of neutral and naturalistic societies into which non-Masons are admitted, that attitude is not likely to change. The action of the assembled Rotarians of Mexico in sending a telegram of congratulations to Calais, the persecutor of the Catholic Church in that country, to assure him of their resolution to cooperate with his government as far as lay in their power will confirm it.